From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Coxsackie Town Board heard public comments September 11th on the town's proposed new solar law intended to regulate everything from home solar use to large-scale projects. The measure would accommodate solar energy collection systems while balancing potential impacts on neighborhoods and property owners and set provisions for the placement, design, construction, and operation of solar energy systems consistent with the town's comprehensive plan. There is currently a moratorium on solar projects in effect townwide. Unlike previous meetings devoted to the topic of solar energy, the board heard positive comments about large-scale projects such as Heatgate Energy's 400-acre development proposed for the vicinity of Farm to Market Road. Coxsackie Town Supervisor Richard Hines said the town board will take all public comment into consideration and then determine potential revisions to the law. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum has come under fire from the leadership of the County Democratic Committee for, and I quote, blatantly attempting to deceive Democratic voters, end quote. Van Blarkum lost the Democratic nomination in his bid for re-election to Juan Figueroa this time around, and both men are candidates in the Democratic primary September 13th. However, Van Blarkum sent out a mailer leaving out that detail, stating that he had been endorsed by the Democrats four times. The Democrats maintain Van Blarkum has perpetrated a lie by omission, but he disagrees. Van Blarkum said, and I quote, "The truth is the truth. I have been endorsed by the Democratic Committee four times to be their Ulster County Sheriff. So to say anything other than that is not the truth. The truth is they endorsed me four times. If I was endorsed this time, the mailer would have said I was endorsed five times," end quote. Frank Cardinelli, chair of the Democratic Committee, said he was, and I quote, "disappointed that the sheriff would attempt to mislead the voters," end quote, pointing out that Figueroa received more than 85% of the committee vote. Van Blarkum will be a candidate in the general election regardless of the outcome September 13. His name will appear on the Republican line. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media. Residents throughout the Hudson Valley, including those in Green and Columbia counties, commemorated the 17th anniversary of the events of September 11th, 2001 this week. The Green County Emergency Services hosted a 7th annual memorial service at the Green County 911 Dispatch Center in Cairo. Green County Legislator William Lawrence said, and I quote, "We have it no matter the weather or what day of the week it is. The crowd has been consistent over the years and is as enthusiastic as ever," end quote. Green County Emergency Services Director John P. Farrell Jr. said the memorial is held for two reasons. And I quote, "We take time to reflect on the law enforcement and firefighters who lost their lives in 9/11 and also to recognize those within our jurisdiction who died in the line of duty," end quote. A Cairo service included speeches by Assemblymember Chris Tague, State Senator George Amador Jr., and Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzone. Around 125 people attended the ceremony, Farrell said. Also on September 11th, Columbia Greene Community College held its 17th Remembrance Ceremony. The ceremony featured a flag presentation performed by the College Honor Guard, which includes student veterans and is led by Veteran Service Coordinator Kevin Kropp. The event was designed for faculty to share their memories of the tragedy. Jacqueline Stevenson, the college director of public relations, said, and I quote, "It's a place to tell our stories, big or small," end quote. Stevenson said about 50 student, faculty, and community members attended, including student veterans. The ceremony closed with a moment of silence and a ringing of a bell to honor the area's first responders who lost their lives on September 11, 2001. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. A spotted lanternfly showed up inside a parked car at Crossgates Mall last week. The invasive Asian species could become a threat to New York's fruit industry, but this particular bug appeared to have been a lone hitchhiker rather than the leader of an infestation. State environmental officials removed the spotted lanternfly from the vehicle after the driver, who had recently returned from a trip to Pennsylvania, recognized the fly for what it was and called authorities. State Department Environmental Conservation staff searched the area around the mall and found no further evidence of the insect. It appears the fly got into the car in Pennsylvania, which has known areas of infestation, and was inadvertently brought to the Capital Region. There are currently no known areas of infestation in New York, but last week DEC officials also found a single lanternfly on private property in Keuka Lake in the wine region of the Finger Lakes. That sighting caused concern because lanternflies can feed on valuable crops such as grapes, apples, and hops. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "This pest has the potential to severely impact our state's agricultural and tourism industries. We are encouraging the public to send us information to bolster our efforts," end quote. Potential sightings and photographs of the lanternfly can be submitted to spottedlanternfly@dec.ny.gov. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.